Man, so many things have been happening, Facebook. So many things have been happening. And so I've had this word in my spirit. This word has been in my spirit probably since Sunday. Since Sunday. And so it's one of those things where you can't really shake it. You don't know why this word keeps popping out. And if you've watched any of my videos, you know I'm kind of the queen of one word topics. And this word, character. I'm gonna say it again. The word character. 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 Man, character. So let me just give you the explanation of this word character. Says the mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. Mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. Also, a person in a novel, play, or movie. Character. Character. So, here it comes, Becky. Here it comes. So, there's times when things happen in your life. I call it the setup. When things happen and your character is challenged, your character, again, let's say that again, the mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual, how you think, how you act, what you do when situations arise, your character is challenged. And I've been on this word for 3 days, situations. And again, when I come to a go live, hey, something done happen that God is dealing with me on, or maybe he's showing me something. And so when I go live, oh, Jesus, it's not just for you, it's for me too. So character. So let's first look at, before we dive into character, let's look at the setup. The setup. The struggle is real, y'all. The struggle is real. Have you ever been in a situation and you sitting there trying to figure out how in the heck did I get into this situation? What did I do to cause this situation to come on? But boy, when the situation comes, it just, you don't even see it coming. You're just sitting there like, what? And then you're trying to figure out, what enemies do I have? Who did I tick off? What did I say? What did I do? The setup. The setup. Just to challenge your character. The setup. Let's look at the setup. The word setup. The way in which something, especially an organization or equipment, is organized, planned, or arranged. The setup. A scheme or trick intended to incriminate or deceive someone. Am I talking to myself? That's what am I talking to myself today? The setup. Somebody intentionally. They intentionally mentioned you. They intentionally brought your name up. They intentionally brought you into a situation which you had nothing to do with. They intentionally sent somebody your way to try you. The setup. Just so they can squeeze you. But when they squeeze you, what is your character? What is your character? The setup. Just remember that now, because we're going to go to the word. Just remember the setup. That's important. Ooh, that's important. That's real important. But let's get back to character. I had a cousin that was a thief. So anytime something happened, something came missing, and that person was around, everybody in the room thought that that cousin did it. Because that was his character. It was in his character to steal. Hey, fam. It was in his character to steal. That's what he did. Everybody knew it. Everybody knew it. So they never challenged it. They didn't challenge it. If something was missing, you better believe that there was five people in the room out of seven that said, I know such and such did it because that's his character. It's what he do. It's what he does. So your character speaks volumes. Your character should be one of which, no matter what the setup is, no matter what people are saying, there should be people that can stand up for you and say, you was in a room with such and such and your wallet came up missing. Oh, no, I know them. They don't steal. That's not what they do. They don't do that. I don't believe that person would do that. Character. Character. What would people say about you? What qualities do you have that people will stand up and speak on you? Speak on you. What qualities? What qualities do you have? How are you living? Because if you live in to where your character is decent and moral, it don't matter what they say. It don't matter what they do. The setup. You got to see it for what it is, y'all. You got to see it for what it is. Most of the time when you get set up, guess what? You on the other side of your blessing. The struggle is real. There are true haters out there. They don't care nothing about you. They don't care nothing about what you got. They jealous sometimes. I ain't saying in all cases. But I'm saying that because of the word. What the word says. I know y'all getting talked about. I see it on Facebook. The setup. What do you do when you've been set up? When your character has been challenged? When you've been squeezed and you don't know why, what do you do? I'm hoping I'm not the only one here. I'm hoping, because I've been in the middle of a setup. And let me tell you, they've been different for 4 days. Different things, different challenges, different instances where the character of one has been challenged. Oh God. What will people say about you? Do you live your life to where if somebody says they got cussed out, they almost got ran over by a car, whatever the case may be, do you live your life where somebody can stand up for you and say, oh, I know that person. I know they're not going to do that. That's not in their character. That's not the way they do things. They don't operate like that. Or on the bad side, will somebody say, yep, that sounds like so-and-so. Yep, that's how they do. Yep, I know that person. Character. Character. Jesus. My son got locked up for 5 years. And it was because he had dated a girl that was younger than him and considered to be a minor. Now, when these charges started rolling in, y'all, when these charges started, it was when the charge started rolling in, everybody was like, no, 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 no. I know him. He ain't gonna do nothing like that. Oh, no, that ain't him. I mean, people was speaking up all over the place. People was on Facebook saying it was a lie. People was in his school saying it was a lie. People was stopping me in the grocery store saying, no, I know this young man. I know that's not him. Character. Character. Not once did I hear anybody say, yep, he did it. Not once. But then on the flip side of that, because it takes two, on the flip side, there was a young lady involved. What I heard was, oh yeah, she'll trick you. Oh yeah, 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 she out there. Oh yeah, she sleep with everybody. Oh yeah, she do this. Oh yeah, she do that. Her character defined her actions. Does your character define your actions? Character, Jesus. Let's go to the word, y'all. Let's go to the word. And to be honest with you, I've had one setup after another, and I kept going, God, what are you trying to show me? Is there something in my character that is missing? Am I doing something wrong? God, show me me. No, see, that's the problem we have. When we've been set up, we start looking at the character of the other person. We start judging the other person. Oh, the other person is wrong. The other person has issues. That's their fault. I said, God, show me me. What am I doing? Am I blameless in this situation? Character. Because only you can, there's a saying, everywhere you go, there you are. You can't hide from yourself, baby. You can't hide from yourself. If you've got a bad attitude, if you've got bad character, if you're the way you think and the way you respond and act to things is negative all the time, people notice. You can't fool nobody. If everything you do, if everything you're involved with has drama built around it, you have to look at self, not nobody else. Character. So let's go to the word. Whoa, the word today. Thank you, God. I'm in none other than Job. Come on, he's the king of tests. He is the king of tests. And I was in Bible study tonight, and I just kept hearing this word, and I kept hearing character. Character. So this is something. Here is a man that was tested on every area of his life. But do you know what? The thing that is amazing about it is God testified. God himself testified to Job's character. God testified. Hey, but your character will speak for itself. Job 1, there once was a man named Job who lived in the land of Uz. He was blameless. A man of complete integrity. He feared God and stayed away from evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. He owned 7,000 sheep. Ooh, they already mad. They already hating. Okay, he had 3,000 camels, 500 teams of oxen, and 500 female donkeys. He also had many servants. I said it. Yes. He was, in fact, the richest person in the entire area. They coming for you. Don't do something where people can see it. Don't do something where you look like you doing good. Don't do something where you look like you advancing in life. Because they coming for you. They going to attack that character. Expect it. Why are we mad when we get set up? Expect it. You think you're going to be on top of the world and ain't nobody hating? Somebody told me this week. Somebody said, Danette, you think people ain't talking about you? They are. They are. Expect it. Character. Four. Job's sons would take turns preparing feasts in their homes, and they would also invite their three sisters to celebrate with them. Oh, Jesus. Yes, they are. Yes, they are, sis. They coming. They coming. When these celebrations ended, sometimes after several days, Job would purify his children. He would get up early in the morning and offer a burnt offering for each of them. For Job said to himself, perhaps my children have sinned and have cursed God in their hearts. This was Job's regular practice. Character. He even prayed for his children when he felt like they had done God wrong. He was on his knees for his children regularly. Ooh, we know our children out here doing the most. Put them before God. That's all you can do. That's all you can do. That's all you can do. Not Facebook. Uh-oh. Did I say it? Not Facebook. Not Facebook. Not Facebook. Ugh. Six. One day the members of the heavenly court came to the present themselves before the Lord, and the accuser Satan came with them. Where have you come from? The Lord asked Satan. Satan answered the Lord, I have been patrolling the earth, watching everything that's going on. Uh-oh. Some of y'all, that's all you do. You stay on Facebook watching who doing what. Who can you hate on today? Get off of it. Huh? Watching, patrolling, just seeing what everybody doing. Just being nosy. Satan just said, he said, I'm patrolling. I got this. I'm watching everything going on. You think that's some things you doing? Whether you doing them in the dark, in the light, you think it ain't going to come up? It's going to come up. It's going to happen. Satan is watching. He want to see. He's challenging your character. Hey, oh Jesus. 8. Then the Lord says, Satan, have you noticed my servant Job? God is speaking about a man's character. He brought him up. He said to Satan, you watching everything, but you ain't seen Job. Have you seen Job? My servant, Job. Have you seen him? Oh, God, you talking today, Lord. He said, have you noticed my servant, Job? He is the finest man in all the earth. He is blameless, a man of complete integrity. He fears God and stays away from evil. God is talking about Job's character. Have you seen him? Do you know this one? Do you know about the man that's blameless? Do you know about the one that loves me with everything in him? Have you seen that one? You around here patrolling. You around here watching what everybody doing. You around here on Facebook. You around here seeing when people's stuff look good, when they got new cars. You seeing when they got new jobs. You see it. But have you seen Job? A man of character, a man of integrity, who loves God. God speaks to his character. A man of integrity. Oh, and Satan came for him too. Let's read this. Satan says, he replies to the Lord, yes. But Job has good reason to fear God. You have always put a wall of protection around him and his home and his property. You have made him prosper in everything he does. Look how rich he is. But reach out and take away everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. Character, the setup, y'all. It's coming. It's coming. Satan said, yeah, I seen Job. I know him. But you spoil him. You baby him. You give him everything he needs. You protect him. You keep him from trouble. Take away all his money. His character will change. He talking good now. But if you strip him, he ain't gonna have the same song. He ain't gonna have the same dance. Make him homeless. Take his wife away. Make him sick. Give him cancer. Give him boils on his skin. He'll talk about you. He ain't gonna love you then. I know he ain't. Let's see. Take it away. Y'all, haters try to strip you at every chance they get. They think just because you doing well or you got things going on or you always talk about God, you ain't got hell behind you. Jesus. 12. God had to give him authority. All right, you may test him. The Lord said to Satan, do whatever you want with everything he possesses, but don't harm him physically. So Satan left the Lord's presence. Here comes the setup. Here comes the setup. All right, test him. See what he about. See what he about. See what he's going to do. God already knew. God already knew his character. God already knew that if he got pressed, he still wouldn't turn his back on him. But Satan, the trickery, he came for him anyway. He came for him anyway. So 13 says, one day when Job's sons and daughters were feasting at the oldest brother's house, a messenger arrived at Job's home with this news. Your oxen were plowing with the donkeys feeding beside them. When the Sabians raided us, they stole all the animals and killed all the farmhands. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. The setup. The setup. I come to tell you, all your animals is dead. All your servants is dead. But I'm still living. I'm still living. But I'm the one that came to tell you. Okay. What else did they do? Jesus. While he was still speaking, another messenger, the setup, arrived with this news. The fire of God has fallen from heaven and burned up your sheep and all the shepherds. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. How there's still one left? The fire of God, all-consuming fire. But I still live to come and tell you. Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus. While he was still speaking, a third messenger arrived with this news. Three bands of Chaldean raiders have stolen your camels and killed your servants. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. Three things. Three things all at once. He was still speaking. He ain't even finished processing the messenger one, messenger two. Now he got messenger three in his face. Oh, y'all don't listen. Y'all ain't listening to me. Y'all not listening. While he was still speaking, verse 18, another messenger arrived with this news. Your sons and daughters were feasting in their oldest brother's home. Suddenly, a powerful wind swept in from the wilderness and hit the house on all sides. The house collapsed and all your children are dead. I am the only one that escaped to tell you. The setup. Jesus. They hit his wealth. They hit his family. They hit his food. Supply all at once. I can't even deal with one of those. Tell me I lost a child. Tell me everything that I owned is gone. And watch what will happen. Our character is challenged. We've been set up. The enemy would like nothing better than to destroy your character. Everything that God has built in you, everything you've worked on, because believe me, say what you want to say. I've been restored. My character, I'll tell you my character. Yes, I'm a felon. Yep, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm a liar. Yep, I am. An adulterer. Yep, done that. Been there, done that. But I'm restored. Restored by God. Y'all, ain't nothing nobody can say about you to attack your character that God doesn't already know. That God hasn't already made way for, that the sacrifice that was done on the cross did not pay for. Don't fall trick to the setup. It's the enemy. It's the enemy. It's the enemy. All at once, Job lost his kids. He lost his animals, his servants. He lost everything. And if you think that was it, keep reading in Job. Keep reading in Job. It gets worse before it gets better. It gets worse before it gets better. But let me tell you the story, though. What to do when you get set up? Don't go to your friends. Don't go to your friends. Because you know what? That just started a war. Everybody on Facebook feuding. Don't do it. Don't go to your friends. Don't go to your spouse. Because your spouse mad now. They got to rectify the situation. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do it. Don't take the Facebook. The Bible says when you have a problem with your brother, go to your brother. Let's get biblical. Let's get biblical. Go to your brother. Go to your brother if you got a problem with him. And then if he won't hear, check it out in Matthew. Then if he won't hear, there's other steps after that. But don't take the Facebook. Don't take the social media. Don't take the texting. Don't do it. Let's see what Job did. Character. Character. What to do when you've been set up? Job stood up, tore his robe in grief. Then he shaved his head and fell to the ground to worship. To worship. Do I got some worshipers in the room? Do I? Please tell me yes. You want to get back at the enemy? You want to avoid the setup? What people saying about you? Calling you names all out your character? Trying to make you be who they want you to be? Trying to make you do what they want you to do? First of all, that's selfishness. That's selfishness. You can't control nobody. You ain't God. Stop it. If it ain't right, it ain't right. Don't make it fit. That's selfishness. You trying to manipulate and control other people's emotions and the way they respond to things based on the setup, the way you set them up, the way you lay traps for them. It's not right. They ain't do nothing to deserve it. Why are you challenging people? Is that the spirit of divisiveness in you that makes you do that? And I'm not talking to any one person, but if you think I am, then maybe this word is for you. That's all I'm going to say. Because I don't care. Because I got God on my side and my character is strong. I tell you who I am. You want to know? I'll tell you. Because I have nothing to hide. Plenty of things I do. Oh, Danette, smoke weed? Yep. Did that. Been there, done that. Yeah. Yes. I have nothing to hide. My character. God is changing me inside and out. So come with it. Challenge my character because you know what? I'm going to fall on my knees and I'm going to worship. I'm going to worship God. Grief. Yeah, I'm hurt. Yeah, we get hurt by what people say. We get hurt by the things that we are stripped of. We get hurt because, you know, maybe you had a house. Maybe you had 2-3 cars. Maybe you had a fat bank account. But when it's all gone, what do you have left? Character. When it's all gone, what do you have left? Ask yourself that. If you are sitting where you think you need to be and you think you got everything you need, ask yourself, if God should take this away today, what would I have left? And would I be okay with that? Because he's coming. The setup is going to happen. If it ain't already happened, I've been set up 4 times this week. Oh, but if you read the end of the story of Job, God restores it. He restores it all. He gives him double. So go ahead, attack my character. Go ahead, strip everything you think you can take away from me. Because at the end of the day, God's going to restore it all. And he's going to give it back 2, 3, 4 times over. Because there's a God up in heaven that is speaking towards your character. And if you ain't living a life where God can even speak and attest to your character, then you need to change it. You need to get it right. Character. Job said, hey, I came naked from my mother's womb, and I will be naked when I leave. The Lord gave me what I had, and the Lord has taken it away. Praise the name of the Lord. And all of this, Job did not sin by blaming God. Come on. The question came up. Is everything God's fault? And sometimes, I hate to tell you, but your character, your actions, your negativity causes some of the circumstances that you have going on right now in your life. Character. If you are doing things that are outside of the will of God, baby, get it right real quick. Get it right real quick, because there is always a foothold for the devil in your sin. You give him a way in. The devil can't just bum rush you. He got to have permission. He got to have an invite. He got to have something to grasp and hold on to. So I'm trying to tell you today, if your character is one where everything around you is negativity, destruction, drama, grief. Ooh. Amen. Yes. God will give us everything we need. As my son says, righteous movements. Yes. If your character is one that you can be blamed for something. Jesus, Holy Spirit. I had to sit up on that. If your character is one where you can be blamed for something. You need to change. Ain't nobody perfect. Ain't nobody perfect. But if you are somewhere and somebody says, yeah, I seen sister so-and-so with such and such husband, or I seen brother so-and-so talking to this type of person. If your character is one where someone can say, yep, that's them, check yourself. But if your character is one that God can even say, that's my son. Have you checked out my son? Have you checked out my daughter? Oh, no, I know my daughter. She ain't finna lay down with nobody's husband. Oh, no, I know my son. He ain't finna pay for nothing. He ain't finna do this. Then let God be your witness. That battle is his, not yours. He is the vindicator. You ain't got to do it. Just be quiet. Let God work it out. Because he will. Believe me, he will work it out. And when he's done working it out, they gonna hate even more. Because he's gonna give you everything that they stole from you. And he's gonna give you some more. Welcome them. Even Jesus had Judas. Even Jesus had Judas. Character. What does your character say about you? Can God attest to your character? Can God say, look at my servant. Have you seen my servant that loves me with everything in them, that is not going to turn their back on me, that is not going to allow the enemy to trick them into leaving me? Character, y'all. Character. Character is everything. Characters can get you into doors that even your qualifications can't get you into. Character can get you at tables that even your best friends can't get you to. Be quiet and just listen. Amen. Take everything to God. You ain't got to work it out. You ain't got to wonder why. You ain't got to ask the person that said whatever or set you up and said whatever. You ain't even got to go to them. They know what they doing. You think the devil didn't know he was testing Job? The devil had permission to test Job. He sent four messengers, not one, not two, not three. He sent four. And not only that, he sent them all at the same time. When the enemy want to destroy you, he ain't going to take it easy on you. He ain't coming one. He sending four. Understand that. And we crumble at one, at the first one. Life is over. I'm not being insensitive. I know that there are some things that have taken place in your life that is, it will crush you. It will make you doubt everything that you've ever believed in. But don't give the devil that joy, that right. Don't even let him have that. Take it out of his hands. Go straight to God. Worship God. Tell you, thank you, Lord. I love you, God. Praise you, Lord. You give and you take away. And I had what I had and I'm thankful for that. And you've taken it away and I'm still thankful for that. Character. Character. Let me pray. Jesus. God, you know us. You know everybody on this earth, God. You know your servants, Lord. You know what's inside of their hearts. You know what they're capable of. You know what they will and won't do. You know what we think, God. And even though the enemy goes from side to side, to and fro, patrolling to see what's going on, he doesn't know our character. He does not know what is inside of us. He doesn't know what he will get when he squeezes us. Oh God, but you do. There is nothing we can do that we can hide from you, God. Father, I pray, Lord, that when the enemy comes to attack us, Lord, That even though we're grieved, even though we're hurt, even though we're mad, the Bible says we're going to get mad, but what we do with that, lead us to you, God. Draw us close to you, God. Help us to fall on our faces and worship, even when we can't say nothing else. At least let us say, praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. I pray for my friends and my family, God, that when they are tested, when they are set up, when the enemy comes to attack their character, that they go to your word, Lord, that they fall to their face and say, God, this battle is yours. I give it to you. I lay it in your hands, God. And let us get up. Let us stand up. Let us rise with integrity. Let us not let the enemy beat us down. I'm not what you say I am. I'm not what you believe me to be. I am God's chosen. I am set apart. I'm not perfect, but God loves me and God loves you. Character. Make sure your character represents your father. That's all I'm going to say. Make sure your character represents your father. God bless y'all, Facebook. I thank y'all for indulging with me and, again, listening. Like, share. I feel like there's a lot of people going through this right now that have been set up. And they don't even know why. And the enemy is just trying to take everything they've got. Their soul, their character, their joy, their peace, their health. And they've been set up. Share this so they can know. Go to God. Worship him. Praise him. And he will restore everything that the devil tried to take away. Don't be worried. Don't be worried when people post things about you. Don't care. Don't even acknowledge it. Don't even acknowledge it. Go to God. Go to God. He got you. He got you. God bless y'all, Facebook fam. Thank you. Yo, your girl, Danette Wallace, pray for me. Pray. When I say pray for me, I mean that. Pray for me. Pray for me as I pray for you. God bless. Stay tuned, stay connected. I love y'all.
Hey, hey, hey.
Facebook.